Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're tuned in to UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have a songwriter, a choreographer, a singer, an actor, and his name is Hassani Dada. Hassani, say hello to the people.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are welcome. Hassani, you know, I think Urban Buzz Magazine, or it's just me, I gravitate to very talented, filled artists, and you truly are one of them. But let's start from the beginning of how you even became the artist you are today.
Wow, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate the comment and the compliments. But I'll start off by letting you know that I actually was raised in the church. So growing up around 12 through 15, I sang in the choir. And in high school, I joined chorus as well. So that's how my singing started about. I used to write music a little bit, but I never took it too seriously at the moment because I was just like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, what am I, like, really passionate about?
Right.
So about 2015, I started going to the school for musical theater, and the name of this theater was called the Malt Schubert Theater, and I did a professional training program there. So as I learned more of my expertise in dancing, such as jazz and tap, and modern and ballet, I also took singing lessons, and I learned more of the acting spectrum, and I was like, wow, I really want to be a full-on entertainer. So with this background training in the theater and in the church and chorus and already writing music, I was like, you know, it's time to take it up to the next level. So I wrote several songs, and I was like, you know what, I think it's actually time for me to release something.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, I was in the living room cleaning up, just listening to random beats. And one day, I just started singing on one of these random beats as I'm cleaning up. And I'm like, I kind of like this. I'm going to write something to this. And I ended up writing something really catchy, just right on the spot. I wrote a full song in about 20 minutes, and that song's called Soul Food. It was the first song that I released from my EP, my first project called Temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on all streaming platforms. And from there, I was like, you know, I'm really passionate about this. It's really time to put myself out there because I can do so many things. I can sing, dance, and act, as well as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
I also have background in the performing spectrum. As I mentioned, going to the theater school, it opened doors for me to make connections with theaters. I've done musicals such as Hairspray, Godspell, and The Heights, Raising the Musical, and many more. So it's been a long journey so far. I would say my journey so far has been about 6-7 years, and I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Now, out of all of that, what is one of your favorites, though? I mean, you know, we all have extended talents, but is there one that you favor the most?
I would have to say, I would say singing, because I know I have a real gift to impact people in a positive way, and my music makes people happy, and it makes them, like, feel themselves. I'm always getting feedback saying, like, oh my gosh, your music is so good. It just makes me so happy, and it makes me just want to move my body, and it just makes me really happy because I'm always looking to inspire and encourage people, especially at a time like this, you know, where the pandemic, everybody's so suicidal. Everybody is losing family members and jobs and homes and stuff, and it's a time like this where we need to really be rooted and inspiring each other, and we should want to do that as artists because we need each other.
Absolutely.
So I really like to inspire people.
Yeah. So cleaning up and soul food, how did that just come? Was you cleaning and was hungry?
Yes, I was. I was just like, it was a little funky beat. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, wait, hold up. This beat kind of catchy, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm hungry too. So I'm like, let me just, you know, try to take my mind off of it. You know how you just start singing anything. I'm
right.
Like, hold up. Let me get my pen and pencil. I put that room down so fast.
Man, it got a great response. I love the song myself. And so I'm glad you was eager to stop what you was doing and to bless us with that song. I really appreciate it. And now you have a new song.
Thank you so much.
A new song, Honestly, which I honestly love. No pun intended. How did you come up with that song?
Thank you. So for Honestly, my music just hits me, like my writing and my music, it just comes at very spontaneous times. So I was dealing with some people in my life and they weren't being really honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was becoming to the point where it was impacting my mental health. my securities because I'm up here trying to, you know, have a connection with a family member or a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to have like something intimate and be able to trust each other, but you can't be honest with me. So I was walking home one day after having a weird conversation with somebody who couldn't be honest to me about some questions I was asking.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was walking home, I was just like, honestly, I just really need you to tell the truth. And I was like, I kind of like this. Let me do a voice memo of that. So I made a voice memo of that. And then I went home and I just slept on it for the first day. So then after that, I was just online researching, listening to different beats. I check out different social media platforms for beats, or I go on YouTube sometimes if I don't have some in my archives already that I can, you know, go and record on yet.
Right.
So as I was just researching, I was just listening to different beats, and then this beat just did something to me. Like, I just instantly connected to it, and then I went in my lyrics, and I was like, let me see if anything can go with this, and then I remembered the, honestly, I just really, and I'm like, wait, this is, like, perfectly just, like, flowing together, and it's just, like, I instantly started writing. Like, when it feels natural and I connect with it, I can just literally write a whole song, like, just in a few minutes. Like, I wrote that Honesty song in about 10 minutes.
Wow. Wow. So I noticed that a lot of your music is about relationships, about inspiration, and as you mentioned, uplifting. So that tells me a lot about your personality. And I love how you talked about honestly about, you know, that came from an experience with someone and how you're not dogging anybody, but you're definitely releasing an authentic sound about a situation for us to be able to listen to, because I listened to the song, and get clarity and understanding. So who is Hassana Dada?
Well, Hassani Dada is a beacon of light. I see myself as something very mythical and magical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a king, and a king likes to help other kings and queens. I always look for the other weirdos and the people that they don't really get much attention because, you know, it's something out of the ordinary, and people don't always understand something that's different. They think different is scary or different is bad, but it's like you're running away from where God is, where God is sending to help you, you know? So
mm-hmm.
It's like I really feel as though I am a healer, period.
Amen. That's all right. And I like that because you have to know your assignment, you know, and if your assignment is to be a healer, and we are here on earth to do that. He said, we're the light of the world and the salt of the earth, and the salt is to heal. So thank you for that and sharing. So what's next?
Absolutely. I have a single that's coming out. I'll give you the name of it. It's coming very soon, so I want you to stay tuned. It's called Coco.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is going to be about uplifting Black women.
Yes.
And I also have two music videos I'm working on for Honestly and another song that I've recently released not too long ago. And it's Black History Month, so you know I have content coming all month. You already know I'm repping.
Good.
So it's going down this month.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, just the fact that you understand that you're a king and a history maker yourself, you know, I salute you during Black History Month. Hassani Dada.
Thank you.
And so let everybody know your social media and how they can reach out to you.
So my social media is Hassani Dada on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. That's Hassanidada. Also, make sure you guys check out all my music. It's on all streaming platforms, so make sure you download that. And stay tuned for what I have coming up next. I have a website, same thing, hassanidada.com, so you can check out my bio as well.
Man, that is excellent. Is there anything I might have left out that you wanted to say?
I just want to say to anybody who's listening to this, don't give up.
Mm.
We all have our bad days, and I just want you to know that you're going to get better. Don't let this COVID stop you, because God has a purpose for you, and God will use you when you think that you're not capable.
Man, I totally appreciate that. Thank you, Hassani Dada. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So I'm going to be looking out for Coco. So be sure to, you know, email me and let me know.
Okay. I'll keep you updated. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. I appreciate you.
Thank you.